And speaking of Congress, back now to the national perspective on this issue, let's turn to the highest-ranking female Democrat in the Senate. She's Patty Murray of Washington State. She's also the chair of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. Senator Murray, thank you so much for joining us. You said earlier today that if the Supreme Court comes forward with a decision, anything like what we've seen, it's a five-alarm fire. What did you mean by that?
Well, Judy, I, in all of my adult life, since I was in college, have lived in a land where Roe v. Wade was the law of the land that ensured people's privacy, that if you made a decision about whether or not to have a child, it was your decision along with your spouse or your partner, your own, determined on your own faith, determined on what your doctor was telling you was right for you, your economic decision, your health decision. And all of a sudden, we see that right being ripped away. And now we are going to have potentially a generation of women who will not have that right, even in the case of rape and incest. That is going to change the economic and health dynamic for millions of women in this country. And I just am appalled.
And Senator, we just heard Governor Lamont say, you know, he could look to Washington for some remedy here. But we know that it was just 2 months ago, the Senate failed to pass, a Democratic majority in the Senate, close but still a majority, failed to pass a law that would codify women's right to an abortion. If you couldn't pass it then, how could you pass it now?
Well, obviously, what we are going to do next week is have a vote on this so everyone in the country knows where their senator stands. Who is your voice? What are they saying? So that when this fall we have elections, people will have an opportunity to know where their elected official stands. And I am calling for our country to wake up and say, if you want to make sure that this is your decision, not a politician's decision, that when it's your health care at stake, it is your decision. When it's your economic family values are at stake, it's your decision. Then you need to look at who you are voting in the coming fall elections so that we can have a pro-choice Democratic or even a pro-choice majority, Republican or Democrat, that we can have a pro-choice House so that we can put in place a codification of Roe v. Wade so that it is the law of the land and the Supreme Court cannot take it away from us.
It sounds like, Senator, you're saying that right now, though, what this would mean is, you said, so that voters would know where their senator stands. In other words, are you saying you accept the idea you may not get it passed this year?
Well, we may not get it passed, but people need to know where their senators are right now. And I think this has all of a sudden become an issue of real to people. It wasn't a few weeks ago. It wasn't a year ago. I think a lot of people thought, oh, this will never happen. Well, it is happening. And it is your body, your decision, and it's about to be taken away from you. And you need to make your voice heard.
Do you believe, Senator, that you and other Democrats might be willing to go along with a modified version of the legislation that was up before the Senate a couple of months ago? Lisa Desjardins, my colleague, was reporting that Senator Collins, Senator Murkowski are looking at an alternative version of this.
Well, that's two additional senators. That's great. But as everybody knows, right now we need 60 senators. And again, what we're going to do is allow next week for everybody to put their voice on the line. Do you support a woman's right to make her own health care choices, or do you want politicians to make that choice? That vote will be in front of the Senate next week.
Senator, we often hear it said that even though the American people, through public opinion polls, show that a majority are in favor of Roe versus Wade, our own, we've seen polling just in the last weeks and months that show that. Still, it seems to be the anti-abortion rights groups that are better organized, that seem to get their people out. They seem to have a greater impact on the passage of legislation, state by state, getting people elected who agree with them. I mean, what is your sense of why Democrats haven't been able, frankly, politically, to transform that public support into something that can bolster your view legislatively?
Well, I think, Judy, part of it is people really felt that it wasn't a threat. This is something they've grown up, lived with, expected, known it's been thrown around by politicians, but never expected to be taken away. And that is now reality for millions of women in this country.
And do you think that, I mean, I hear you saying that you hope people get it now, but how do you plan to transform it? If right now you don't have the votes, how do you plan to change it?
Because, Judy, what we do know is there is an election this fall, and people will be able to go to the ballot box and decide who is going to be their voice and their vote on critical decisions like this and many other decisions. And I believe very strongly that a lot of young people never expected this to be on the line for them. They just simply assumed that they would be able to get an access to an abortion in case of rape or incest, or for a personal decision, a healthcare decision of their own. I don't think they expected this to take away. And I think we all are now aware that this is just the first step. We have people here in the Senate across the country. You've seen the laws that are already being put in place in states across our country that also take away a woman's right to even have her own healthcare choices in terms of family planning. We are seeing people's right to be able to make healthcare choices when they are a victim of rape or incest. This is an incredible intrusion into people's lives. And I do think people are waking up, they realize it, and it will make a difference when they go to the polls. Something is real at stake right now, and that's your right to make your own health care decisions.
Senator Patty Murray of Washington State, thank you very much.
Thank you.